From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Barack Obama comforts grieving family members in Orlando, Florida. Obama and Vice President Joe Biden met privately with relatives of the 49 people killed and the 53 wounded at a gay nightclub last Sunday in the largest mass shooting in U.S. history.
Today, once again, as has been true too many times before, I held and hugged grieving family members and parents, and they asked, why does this keep happening?
He said he's had no easy answers to their questions of why, but he did praise the Senate for scheduling votes next Monday on gun control measures, although the legislation is likely to fail. The director of the CIA has given a grave warning about the threat of the Islamic State. National security correspondent Jeff Seldon tells us John Brennan spoke to the Senate Intelligence Committee Thursday morning.
This is absolutely tragic and dreadful news, and my thoughts are with Joe's husband, Brendan, and the two children and their wider family. We've lost a great star. She was a MP, great campaigning MP, with huge compassion, with a big heart.
And that was British Prime Minister David Cameron speaking about the loss of one of his parliament leaders who was tragically killed by gun violence as well. But the director of the CIA has given a grave warning about the threat of the Islamic State. We'll have more on that story in just a few minutes. On Wall Street, Thursday, stocks traded higher. The Dow closed up 92 points. The S&P 500 gained 7 points. You're listening to VOA News in Washington. Well, Russia's defense ministry has announced a 48-hour regimen of silence over the war-torn northern Syrian city of Aleppo, where it's backing the forces of President Bashar Assad. The announcement came after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed growing frustration with Russia and Syria over military action that has undermined a nearly four-month cessation of hostilities. Kerry, speaking in Oslo, Norway, Wednesday, called for enforcement of the truce and accused Moscow and Damascus of selectively enforcing the ceasefire while Assad's forces continue their campaign to retake the city, viewed as a strategic prize in the five-year civil war. Well, the director of the CIA has given a grave warning about the threat of the Islamic State. National security correspondent Jeff Seldon now tells us John Brennan spoke to the Senate Intelligence Committee on Thursday morning.
He said financially, even though the group has taken major hits from the U.S. and coalition bombing campaign against its oil infrastructure, still it's able to generate tens of millions of dollars to finance its operations. And that even though it's been losing fighters on the battlefield, that it's not been able to replace them as effectively as the U.S. and its allies work to shut down the routes that the foreign fighters have been using to get into Iraq and Syria. Still in Iraq and Syria, it has about 18 to 22,000 fighters. Overall, Islamic State now has more fighters at its disposal than al-Qaeda ever did at its height.
Well, he says even though the caliphate has been damaged and the terror group has lost considerable amounts of territory in Syria and Iraq, it remains formidable, lethal, and resilient. Egypt says it has recovered the cockpit voice recorder from the submerged wreckage of Egypt Air Flight 804, a major breakthrough in the investigation that could help resolve the mystery of why the jetliner plunged into the Mediterranean last month, killing all 66 people on board. The announcement came a day after officials said they had found the wreckage of the Airbus A320. Such images will help investigators determine whether the plane broke apart in the air or stayed intact until it struck the water, according to aviation experts. And Bernie Sanders said in an address to his supporters Thursday that he will work with Hillary Clinton to transform the Democratic Party, adding that his political revolution must continue and ensure the defeat of Republican Donald Trump. Sanders is telling his political followers that the major task they face now is to make certain Trump is defeated. Sanders says he plans to begin his role in that process in a short period of time. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.